it's America. We can't live for this safe America. Try to make us genderless. This world is crazy. Old men can't have babies. The human doctor, ladies, I can't believe this. Men can't have periods. If your stomach hurts.
All right. Welcome back to Three Dillweeds and a Blue Flag. Today we have a couple guests today, and we have Vicky and Casey, and we also have back again Ryan and Ray and Joy.
You know how I feel about Ray.
I'm sorry.
But I want to know one thing though. You call yourself Ray Dog, but you don't like the name Ray. But why would you put Ray Dog?
How would Ray Sean Dogs? I'm gonna try to rhyme R-A-S-E-A-N-D-O-W. That's too long. R-E-S-D-O-W-G.
It sounds like REM. Remember that group REM?
Yes.
It's double G.
Yes.
Like Snoop Dogg.
Oh, I get it.
Also, we're gonna do our weekend review. What did I do this week?
What did I do this week? I have a testimony this week again. So remember the following week I had gotten a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a second bonus again, and I got a raise.
What?
Nice. That's good.
Nice.
That's good.
So very happy about that. Yeah. Dog always gives me what, and he don't give me more than I need. He gives me how much I need. He never gives me more than I need. So who has the unprofessionalism of their phone? This, you know what? This
it's gotta be Ryan. You know what's the worst?
You know what?
He does that in church.
Oh my God.
Ryan goes to church.
I cannot wait. You know what? I'm more happy of you getting a new phone than you are, because I don't want anyone thinking that I'm the one that the wild Pastor Joe is preaching. What?
That happened two times.
Yeah,
well, speaking of Pastor George, aren't you speaking with him on Tuesday?
Pastor Joe, yeah, on Tuesday. I am Tuesday night. I don't know if I'll talk about it on air next time. We'll see how it goes. It's going to be a very difficult conversation because
you're asking for him to pray over you and give you deliverance.
Right, and he's going
to
want to know why I want deliverance, and I have to explain to him why I feel I have these dark entities within me.
His attachments, because he has to find out why you open these doors or how you open these doors.
Right, and I really don't want, but I'm going to have to tell him, you know, one time I really tapped into that demonic trying to find a best friend, and it was a mess. I mean, only because of God I got out of that mess, but it was not a good time in my life. I don't ever want to, I'm going to have to revisit it because I have to let him know everything so they can deliver me,
exactly.
And I could be
exactly.
Better and well.
And what about you this week?
Let's see what happened. Well, my boss got pretty much fired.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking I might be next. So I've been looking for another job. And guess what? I did get an interview.
From who? Oh. Was it from the church?
It's from Mount Holyoke.
Mount Holyoke.
Nice.
We told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
See, yep. I told you to pray on it. I told you.
So I have an interview actually next Tuesday.
Congrats. I'll pray that it goes well.
But if you do get a job, though, remember, you can't cuss at the sisters.
Well, we're not supposed to be cursing anymore as Christians.
Yes, I'm going to try my best not to swear tonight. I swear.
By the way,
you will not swear.
If you listen to that,
hopefully you get that job. And anything else?
Let's see, what else?
What about that relationship thing that was going on?
You know what?
I did reach out to him.
Because I was ignoring
him.
Well, before we go there, we're being rude. We said we have new guests. We didn't even ask them their names or tell them about themselves.
Joy did say their names.
I did say their
names. She said our names.
Oh, she did.
Yes.
But she didn't let them talk.
Yes. That's okay. We're listening.
But we're still going for our weekend review first.
We're doing ours first.
We got to do what we usually do.
All right. Fine.
So you guys all know each other from church? Is that
right? No,
friends for a while.
I've known Joy for over 20-something years, and I met Ray at Loomis.
Could you repeat the name again?
Rayshon.
Thank you.
Rayshon Dog.
Rayshon Dog.
Rayshon D-O-double-G.
Ray Dog.
Ray Dog.
Can we go with Ray Dog?
Fine. Ray. If you're going to call me Ray, you could go with Ray
I Dog.
Can I call
Ray
you
Dog.
Doggy Dog?
No.
All right.
Ray Dog's got a good ring to it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess
we'll stick with that.
So what else are we going to say about the
what are we going to say? You reached out to him. Why did you do... So how did that go?
Oh, the reason why I reached out to him is because... Oh... I found out that he was on Snapchat and he had a second profile and I sent it to him. And I put, who are you? Right? Mm-hmm. And I was nervous that he was going to, like, come back at me, like, in a very harsh way. Mm-hmm. So I ignored him. Like, I didn't even read the text messages, but I knew that he text messaged me. Mm-hmm. And not until, like, 3 days later. And then, finally, I opened it up. And what he said that he was having sleep paralysis. He was having, like, these issues going on and everything. And
spiritual
I was like,
attacks.
Yeah, spiritual attacks and everything. So I was like, you know what? I need to reach out. I was like, sorry for ignoring you and everything. I'm like, if you ever need to talk about this, you know, you can always reach out and talk to me about it. And he was actually really happy that I reached out. And we talked for like an hour and a half about it. And we can go more into that if you want later. But
okay. I mean,
I think he felt better after I talked to him about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just don't know. I don't know about this relationship. Mm. I really don't know at this time. Right. I think I need space. Mm. As much space as I can get.
Right, right.
So, Vicky, what's your opinion if a guy has multiple Snapchats? What do you think is going on there?
Multiple Snapchats.
Two profiles.
Split personalities, secrets.
Or is he hiding something in the other one? Is he using one to just chase, like, hoes or something?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can I play devil advocate here? Because I have two Snapchats.
Wait, so one could be for work.
Okay, that's what I was
going to say. One could be for friends.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
Exactly.
But wait, that's a split personality.
Exactly.
Well, no, because no, you know what? Because
it's two personas.
Well, the reason sometimes I want to talk about private things, and I don't want to talk about it on my Radog side because everyone follows me.
But you could still have one profile, and you could choose who you want to see that certain post. So why do you need two profiles?
Right, but I don't want to go through all that. That's just too much work for me.
Coming from a techie guy that knows how to do everything.
No, I'd rather
that might be two sides of him that he wants to express.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I could understand that because I hate that I do only have one profile because I don't like feeling forced to accept my clients. Mm-hmm. And when I never request a client, but my clients request me.
Right.
So now I have my clients who you don't want them to know your personal
life.
Exactly.
And my friends all on the same one, so I just don't use it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I don't use it because of that. So that I understand, but
he gave me a really lame excuse.
He gave me a lame excuse. He is in a band, though. Is it?
So
that's even more shady. Mm.
Yes.
It's, you know,
anybody who is in a band, I'm not saying they all cheat and blah blah blah, but it's a lot more temptation
for sure
than a regular person. Well, than a person who's not in a band.
I agree. Right.
Much more temptation.
He gave me some lame excuse, like, "Oh, I had that. I don't know how it got there."
Oh no, that's a lie. That's a lie.
I don't know how it
got there. He goes, he's like, "I had that profile since I was like in high school or something." He goes, "I don't know. I really don't know." And I'm like, "You're lying."
Yeah, that's bullshit. If he said something like Ray Dog said, I can understand that. But
I got something to go on that I don't know how it got there type thing.
Yeah. So I'm more interested in sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
I agree.
All about?
Yeah. What's going on with that? What do you mean he's got sleep paralysis?
You're sleeping, but
that's a real thing.
You know what's going
on. Okay.
You can't move. You wake up and you're trapped in your body, and you literally can't move. It's a thing.
You, like, literally see yourself sleeping there.
Not even.
You're awake. Like, so usually in sleep paralysis, you wake up from sleeping, but you're literally frozen in your body. You cannot move.
You can't move.
So your eyes are open.
Yes.
But there's a difference. There's more to this.
Yes.
There's more to this.
Sure.
And these are, I'm talking about thousands of people have the same exact thing happen. There's a dark entity in your room that comes out.
Yes.
And it's almost like,
I've also heard people traveling with sleep. Like
that is astral projection. Oh, you're talking about something different from what I'm talking about. Sleep paralysis, you're being spiritually attacked by something.
Yeah, that's happened to me many times.
Yeah, my daughter just has gone through that.
And I told him, I go, you need to start going to church or believing in God. I go, I don't know how much faith you have. I don't know where, but you really need to
Are you more susceptible if you're not a believer, or how does that work?
I feel as though, because I've actually went on YouTube and I've listened, or actually not listened to a lot of people who talk about this. I read the comments, and they all say the same freaking thing. Once they talk about God or they say Jesus and they bring up that name, it's almost like it goes away.
Yeah, it's true. Like, when we were doing karaoke, and I sang that spiritual song. I just felt the energy in the. I don't know if it was, what's his name? P. I don't know if
Rick.
Rick. I don't. I felt a strong energy, like he was pulling away from me. Did I feel? Was I the only one who felt that? It zeroed in on it. As soon as I started singing that song, it's like he zoned out. Mm-hmm. So, well, continue. I'm sorry. I just wanted to.
But yeah, I definitely went on YouTube and I looked at so many videos of this, and they all say the same thing, and they're all having the same experience about this. And some of them, the entity will actually go on your chest, and it will mm-hmm. sit there, and you feel like
yes.
something's sitting on your chest, and you can't breathe. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
What he told me, though, is that he fought through it, and he didn't, like, I feel as though, like, he didn't show fear.
Yeah,
and
he can't show fear.
And that's what...
Is that how you wake up?
That's how you get out of it.
Yeah.
And I said, I think you beat it by doing that, and you didn't, like, show fear, and I think that it feeds off of, like, low vibrational people mm-hmm. who are, like, fearful or, like, they're jealous, like, showing, like, these... low vibe like feelings, you know, and how to beat it is to be positive and like be more, you know, believe in God. You have to actually like believe in God. You can't just go through the motions, and that's what I said to him. I'm like, you can't just go through the motions and be like, it's like the people that go to church and they go in and they're like, oh, well, yes,
they're part-time worshipers.
Yeah, it's part-time worshipers. Just like I said the first time, one day Christian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You have to give your 100.
That's
him.
A nicer name.
See, in my mother's house, there's an old lady that died, and it was owned by two old people before. So in the middle of the room, I think I was like probably a teenager when I moved there. I woke up, and I felt like I was being pushed down, and I saw like an apparition of like a woman like above me. And then I kind of freaked out, and then I jumped up, ran around the house, seeing everybody was sleeping. So then I talked to my brother, and my brother said he had the same thing, but he didn't see anything. It was down in the basement. So he felt like he was being held down, but he didn't see like an apparition or anything. So that's kind of like my idea of
it's a scary, scary feeling, I'm sure.
Because you're like, oh, what's going on? You know what I mean?
He asked me, did you ever have it? I go, no. I go, I pray to God every day. I go, I don't have those type of things happen to me. So I go, I do have weird dreams, but I've never had that experience. But doing research on the internet, a lot of people go through this.
Okay. I do have to say, though, because it happened to my daughter only a couple times in her life, and she does believe in God. Mm-hmm. So I will say that a lot of times it's not just that. You can believe in God, but if there's a lot of toxicity around you and, like, negative energy from other people who have ill will for you,
yes,
it can also happen, because that's what happened to my daughter.
Yes. I agree. Yeah.
But even believers, the enemy wants to attack you more because he doesn't want you to be close to God. But how do you get out of it?
The thing is, you can't show fear.
Exactly. Right,
that is the main number one thing. You cannot show fear.
Because demonic possession happens to weak spirits.
Yes.
I do believe.
It feeds off of your fear and your weakness.
Yes. Yep.
You can't be afraid to die. You can't be afraid of the paralysis. You can't be afraid of the people who are trying to hurt you.
Yeah, because when you're depressed and then like... If you're depressed or, like, you start hearing voices, like, you should jump off this building, you should kill yourself, or you should do this and that, that's a demon talking to you, and they always attack weak spirits.
And I used to have that happen to me a lot when I was younger. I mean, when I was baptized as a man, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, that stopped happening, but I still think that there's still some of those demons still are with me. It's not as strong as they were, but they're
some people get them every
there.
Single night. They get on, and I remember there was this singer. Her name's Saweetie. She went on a podcast and she was saying that she was getting them every single night. So every night she puts on gospel music before she goes to bed and she prays.
Yep.
And it's actually helped her.
Look at the
So it's kind of like the people who imagine seeing the white light.
Yes.
And surrounding yourself with protection.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
People, yes. when they ghost hunt, they use like crystals for protection.
Everyone's got their own thing.
Or they say their prayers either before a ghost hunt or after. Or they go into a place and say, we're here to communicate. We're not here to bother you or whatever. We don't mean no harm. Because they don't want to bring that negative energy back with them.
I do feel like they're stuck in like another realm.
They are.
Yeah. They're waking up in another realm. And
sometimes they attach to you too because they need your help.
Yep.
To pass on or to bring to light what really happened.
Yeah.
They could find someone else. Yeah. They ain't getting me.
Because when I was investigating those murders in Connecticut, those six girls that were... they were all disposed of by the river.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after I went up there, I had the girls on the equipment come forward with their names and saying what happened to them and everything else. And then after that, that's when the window started cracking at work and started drawing pictures in the window. So after me trying to communicate with them, they came back to communicate with me because they want us to try to figure out who did it. And then when I kind of figured out who did it and I said the guy's name was Alfred, who killed like three of them. All of a sudden, all this cursing and stuff started coming through on the equipment.
Well, hopefully you don't bring that here, because I don't want that in this house.
That's why I'm, like, afraid, like, to continue having this relationship.
You just said afraid, and you're freaking out.
No,
you guys are inviting it right now.
Yeah, because you're afraid of...
No, right. I'm not saying I'm afraid. I'm just saying I don't want you to bring that here. I'm not saying I'm afraid.
They need to meet...
You know, I've been through
No, literally, the Conjuring woman. What's her name? I can't remember.
Karen
Tatro.
Yes.
I don't remember. Is that a movie you're talking about?
No.
It's a lady.
Is she work there?
Are you going to the Conjuring?
Yeah, she's going to
Because he
You're
going to
meet her. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? You're going. Great.
I'm like, I don't want to go. I don't have the money. No, he's like, I'll pay for you.
No, listen.
Listen, it's not a bad
thing. I love this lady. Yeah.
She's awesome.
This lady is exactly how I've felt like my entire life.
What do you mean?
She's an awesome lady.
Yes. She's awesome. She doesn't judge. She also understands that even bad spirits who did have a bad soul while living, like, let's say they're pedophiles.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah. Whatever they've done. Murderers. Yes. Or true evil, evil spirits.
Yeah.
Even in death, they can't move on because they were evil. So they attach to somebody because...
Do they attach to other evil people?
Not necessarily.
They attach to anybody.
They can attach to anybody who lets them. You can't let them is the key.
If you show your weakness.
But basically, she tries to bring humanity to all spirituality.
To try to help them cross
good
over.
Good or bad.
Yep.
Keep them out of here. I don't want them here.
So... basically, it doesn't matter if you agree with what they did or you could think they're a monster, and some of them are. But she helps them come to the point where they become humane and then they move on.
Right.
So that way a place is no longer congested anymore.
Yes.
And not hurting other people.
Yes.
Exactly. They're done.
Exactly. They're done.
Yep.
So she kind of kills evil spirits.
Right.
Like what did she...
She's like a death walker, pretty much. She pretty much puts them to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because... even in death, the energy can linger with you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You can go anywhere, even if you say you don't.
That's why the Conjuring House didn't end up being scary for me.
Yeah, she probably like
she was
battled all of them
doing it. Yeah, but it's like, it's things that I knew as a kid that I didn't have people that knew what I was like thinking and feeling always thought that I was like this kid's weird.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That she explained like 100% to the T.
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I already knew this.
Right.
And also the guy's coming back too. The ghost hunter. That funny.
Nice.
That funny guy was
nice. Mm-hmm. He was very funny. It was fun.
He's
it
a
was
funny
fun.
Guy.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So
and she sent me her books. I already read one. Very good.
What's it about?
So a lot of people like. You know, when she does these overnight things and not just overnight things, but, like, She goes all over the place.
Yeah, she does, like, spirit gallery. She does, like, galleries, psychic galleries.
There you go. That's the word.
She does, like, reading. She does all kinds of stuff.
So people kind of get off track with her, and they want to know, like, she's very, I mean, you want to get to know her. You want her to know her experiences. So she decided during COVID, because everything was shut down, to write her experiences into books.
Mm.
So that when people do start asking, she just sends them her books now.
Really?
Yeah. So I read the first one. It was very good.
Yep.
And I got to read the second one, but if you guys want it, I'll pass it on.
Absolutely. No, thanks.
Don't go. I would like to.
No way near me.
No, I like things like
it's
that.
Not scary. It actually brings you peace.
I'm not. It's not about being scary.
That's what I want.
No, he's had some severe, like, spiritual attacks.
It's not for me.
He's trying to force it away.
I'd rather know. Wouldn't you want knowledge to beat it?
I am going to get knowledge. My past is always going to give me the knowledge.
Yeah, you have to figure out.
That's my,
you have to
everyone,
do some work
everyone
on yourself.
Everyone has their own path. This is my path. Ain't happens to truth? Be yeah. different than your path and your yeah. path.
No, no, absolutely.
No, I understand. Yep.
But that's the key. You can't be afraid of it. You have to dig instead of push it away.
So what do you call, I don't even know what you would call this. When I, how, well, maybe, I don't know how, maybe I was in my 30s and I know I was awake. It was almost like I was out of my body. And in my bed,
outer body experience.
There was, I can't really. It was like an alien, for lack of a better word. They weren't human, but they looked like an alien, and they you know, it was like a big grown up one and a little one, and it's like the big one was explaining things to me. I think that they were staring at me, and then they felt my fear, and I just closed my eyes because I didn't want to see them anymore. When I opened my eyes, they left.
Shapeshifter.
That was scary.
It's a shapeshifter.
I've also
What's
had
a shapeshifter?
Where do,
Ryan. They mimic. They
Ryan.
I never heard that word.
You're into all this stuff, and you don't know what shapeshifting is.
What is wrong with you right now?
Sometimes
I think. Sometimes I think the government is doing experiments because for no reason. This hasn't happened lately, but I would just wake up with a burning heat. It's almost like a concentrated heat was it
like
a
menopause.
Weapon.
Now you know what it feels like. Sucks, doesn't it?
That never happened to anyone else?
Yeah, every day.
No, I don't mean menopause.
Yeah, but you know that when a spirit, like, so when I was ghost hunting one time and I was out in the middle of nowhere where they said all these psychiatric patients had escaped from a place because it was closed down, when they touch you, you can feel the burning. So I told the spirit that was there, and I go, and I told them, I said, make me feel you. I said, stab me in the hand. Next thing you know, my whole fingertip started burning. Then the equipment said, fingers punctured. Right after I said that. And I told the girl that ghost hunts with me, I said, I could feel my hand burning. And then when you watch Ghost Adventures and them on TV, they're like, he said, I got scratched. And there's always like three scratches. He's like, it's burning. Because that's when they touch you. That's why you feel. Or they try
to.
Well,
I don't want nobody touching me, all right, when I go there.
No, that place is like this. You don't even know what's going on. It's chill. So speaking of stuff that's not supposed to be where you find stuff where it's not supposed to be where it's at. So I saw in Alabama news that a gas attendant was at the gas station, and he went outside and found a human penis. So
like a Raina Bobbitt type thing?
So when he called the cops
how
said
random is this?
Said they're in
how did we go from?
And
this is
random.
This
is random thoughts.
Don't he always take it to sexual things all the time?
Oh,
so
I'm talking.
We were talking
about the
news.
I'm talking about the news. So anyway, so the attendant goes outside, finds it, calls the cops, whatever, and then the cops do their investigation, say that some guy crashed in a motorcycle down the street, and they think it has something to do with that. So some dude that was filling up his truck. The penis fell out of his truck and he drove off. I just find that's weird news. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
You go to the gas. I have news too, but I'll go.
So where's the guy who lost his penis?
It was a real penis. I mean,
it was a real human penis. It was in Alabama. It fell out of a pickup truck.
I mean, I do have. I do have friends
in Alabama.
Otherwise,
they'd be running around saying, "Who the fuck has my penis?"
Bobbit number two.
That's a drunk redneck.
Shit.
All right.
So we all just spit out random thoughts whenever. Random thoughts.
And
another thing I saw on the news, so a guy was driving drunk, and he was driving with his pregnant girlfriend, and he lost control of his vehicle. This was in New York. And when he crashed, his pregnant girlfriend got thrown from the vehicle 40 feet, and they found the fetus way out, way beyond, because the fetus got ripped from her body.
Oh, no.
So people should be more responsible if you're drinking or whatever, doing drugs. You get behind the wheel, just, like, call an Uber or something. Don't, especially, imagine that happened to you, like, somebody you love, you just, like, threw their body out in the street and your unborn child halfway across the street.
Wait.
What, like, what would you do mentally? And the guy's
she,
being...
She was pregnant or...
She yeah. was pregnant. She's the pregnant. Baby got ripped and thrown. And now
did
he's being charged...
Did survive that?
He did.
The fetus, the mother...
He, no, just
mother
him.
And the fetus. So just he him. Has to live with
so
the
So now
fact.
He's being charged with manslaughter. Well, so yeah. imagine doing that to somebody you love, and then how are you going to feel afterwards that you just killed your unborn child?
Does he even remember doing it, though?
You're saying the person was drunk?
Might not.
What you're saying?
He was drunk.
Is this the guy that lost his penis?
No. It's a different story. It's a different story. Well, if he crashed in New York and lost his penis in Alabama, that'd be kind of weird.
I lost my penis in Alabama.
That's a crazy accident.
Well, an eagle could have picked it up and kicked it over there.
Or an alien. An alien could have peered up out of behind a bush
an
or something.
Eagle.
He could have been ballpark and ran across the parking lot or something, you know?
All right.
Who wants to change the subject again?
What we got?
Hey, we do random thoughts. Those are my two random thoughts.
Blasphemy.
This is my subject, so I'm going last.
Let's go with one of yours. Please.
Could you grab the mouse for me, please?
Yeah.
The small one.
Where is it, on the floor, running across the floor?
Yes. I didn't say it. No, not that. Okay. So I'm going to do a quick sermon. I don't know how to put it. And then my news. I have some chip. No.
You continue with your news. He just wants a hug.
Remember,
everybody needs a hug every once in a while.
Chip, you're going to mess with the mic.
He likes to give me hugs.
I know, but the mic is going to fall.
He likes to give me hugs.
Chippy, turn around. Chip, go this way. Go that way.
Come here. Go.
Okay.
Good boy.
So, blasphemy. The act or offense of speaking sacrilegiously about God or sacred things. Profane talk. What's profane talk?
Swearing. Don't swear in church.
Luke 12:10. You can look this up. What is profanity? Are some words just simply evil by nature? I think so. And I accept Christ. This is a story from someone was telling their story. This, I think, is like a testimony. So he said, I accepted Christ as a 20-year-old with a habitual foul mouth.
I'm sorry.
I know, me too. I'm terrible.
After
I
was
terrible.
Around.
I have a problem.
Christian fellowship for a few moments, it became readily apparent that my vocabulary needed to be enhanced and changed. The first verse I memorized was this one, Ephesians 4:29.
Do you ever curse in your dreams?
Not lately. So now I'm going to politics, my story. That was just something I wanted to throw out there to my colleagues.
All right,
here.
Can you give us an example?
Because you're trying to say that you don't like our filth, florin, filth?
Who?
Filth,
what?
Florin, filth.
I'm not sure.
Oh, you didn't watch Bill Cosby back in the day, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't.
No.
Oh, God.
It was a good show.
Can we go back?
Hmm?
Can you give us an example?
Of what?
Of blasphemy.
Yeah.
I just did.
No, you read, and you didn't give us an example. Can you give us an example of, like, somebody in a public...
Lying
right now, who's doing it? Because I can tell you a few.
Let's see. Well, oh, okay. So, well, many of the rappers of the rap music.
Yes.
But sometimes the music sounds better with swears.
I don't care what it sounds better like. I want to make it to the gates of heaven. I don't care if it sounds better, but better on earth. I don't care about that. I care about my soul. We talked about the rapture. I don't know if we went into it. Did we go into the rapture?
Not yet.
No.
So we will eventually, but I want to be there. I want to be gone in the first rapture. I don't want to be here when the Antichrist is prevalent and the
The end of that crisis is already
here. How many here believe that these are the end of times right now?
Of course, it's the end of times.
I think it's the beginning of the end of times.
And I think the Antichrist is already here.
Yes.
Well, I know he's here, but that's not what I said. He would be prevalent. So mean his presence is going to be very much stronger than it is now. Of course, he's here now. I know that.
He's in Ukraine.
Do you believe that evil has been prevailing?
Yeah, I do. That's why the world's going to end soon. That's why the world's going to come. God is going to say that's enough. He's going to put his foot down, for lack of a better word.
Yes. You believe that the devil is the prince of earth?
Yes, he is.
I've always said that. I've always said that to my... Okay, so my mom's a Jehovah's Witness. Turned Jehovah's Witness when I was 5.
Really?
Yeah. Which was really rough on my sisters because my oldest sister was 15.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you don't celebrate birthdays or Christmas. But anyways, I'm getting into a whole other story. I'm just saying, they believe the same thing, right?
Right.
The end of the world, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. They have the same Bible. Some people think they're Antichrist, but that's not true. They have them all misconstrued. They're a little annoying, knocking on your door.
What's the ones from Utah knocking on your door? Mormons.
Carmelo?
I do not.
No, totally different.
They don't believe, I don't think they believe in Jesus, or they don't believe he's, they just believe he was a prophet or stuff like that. And I almost, well, when I was trying to get back into religion, I was trying to go with them, but God just pushed me away from that. It would have been a false religion. So I'm glad that I got pushed away from that.
Well, Jehovah's Witnesses are racist against dogs too.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, when they knock on your door and you hear a dog, they run.
Yeah, because I let them.
Stop
I let my,
it!
I let
that
my,
is I, not I, true.
Well, it's true. I'm guilty of that in St. Thomas. I used to get sick of it.
Oh my God!
What are you eating there, Chip? What is that? What is he eating? Oh,
crust?
Bread.
He got a piece of bread.
No, it's fine, buddy. Move your tail. All right, so I'm gonna move on to my political stories. Biden intends to end COVID-19 and public health emergencies on May 11th. Did you hear about that?
Wow, no. Good for him.
Yeah, but you know that they also said that there's another pandemic coming in 2025 Brazil called SARS.
Really?
How can they predict that?
Tell me a little bit about that.
So that means it's already in Brazil.
Yep, because Bill Gates, when Trump was going into presidency, told Trump, he said, do you know during your presidency there will be a pandemic? So now Bill Gates said again, and he said, there's going to be one coming in 2025 called SARS.
So do you think that this pandemic
plandemic.
What is it?
It's a plandemic.
Well, it is a plandemic.
Because it was planned.
Exactly. Well, you didn't let me finish. I was going to say, do you think that this is some type of another way of stealing another election?
I think, yeah. Because why would they release it, right, when they think
obviously, I'm being facetious. I know
there's
that
something
that's
underlying, and it's not good.
So the Democrats know they're losing now, and everybody's starting to go away from them.
Right.
So if they think that a Republican wins in 2024, if they release it in 2025, that would be the
Can I just say that this is probably to make us not think about all the documents that has been found in his house.
Right,
we're going to make it seem like he's doing something good here and like deflect of what's really going on in the evil, corrupt government.
Right.
Do you have any documents in your garage?
Let me think. No. I do have.
Wait, you don't have any in your garage?
Let me think.
No. Come on. Next to your Corvette? Come on.
What do you guys have? Any documents in your garage?
Got any classified documents?
I am a minimalist. Ask him. I am a minimalist. Everything goes in the trash.
Right? I would shred that
stuff. Or it's a donation.
Why would I keep it? I would shred it.
So you donate your documents? Is that what you're trying to say?
Not documents, but...
All these politicians have documents in their house. Trump had them.
Pence had them.
I believe that.
Oh,
exactly.
No,
I believe that.
Let me just do this. You don't want to get into this with us.
No,
you picked the wrong...
No fight. No fight. No fight.
You picked the wrong dill weeds. You picked the wrong dill weeds. So let's talk about...
Well, I'm a dill tree.
I think there's a difference, though.
Let's talk about Trump versus Biden as far as documents go.
Do we have to?
To mention
Well,
Biden.
you brought Trump up. I did not. So
no, he did.
You're
wearing the shirt. You started it.
Trump had those documents on Mar-a-Lago.
Okay, let's talk. Let's talk about that.
But
first,
the president can declassify documents.
Go ahead. I'll let you. You go ahead.
I have my opinion about it.
Well, the president can declassify documents. And Pence and Biden were vice president. So Trump could have declassified his own documents and before he left.
On top of that, let me just... When he was... They found documents when Poopy Pants was a senator. So he definitely is breaking the law. You can't be a senator and have that kind... I mean, just give the man some Depends and send him in the old folks home.
Dementia Joe?
He's demented. He's a freaking piece of crap. He's a filthy...
We never said we liked Biden or loved him.
No, I'm not saying, but when you... When you are when you're gonna say that Trump and him, you can't put them in. It's not apples and apples here, because Trump was the president and he was allowed to do that. And by the way, Trump he kept them.
They were locked.
Right, they were locked up. This guy, his crackhead son, could have probably had it and smoked crack with a piece of the document. You don't know what this crackhead did. So
smoke cheese out of the carpet.
Document blown.
Exactly. So, see, this is why I don't like. I used to have a political show, but this is probably why I have high blood pressure, because I'm passionate about, no matter what I'm into, if whether it's God or politics, I'm passionate about anything that I'm into.
There should be.
Well, so, was it high blood pressure? High blood pressure. No edibles. High blood pressure.
Well, it's a little bit of both.
Well, no fights.
All right. So So let's
skim eat cinnamon. By this.
My next story. House Republicans will begin their probe next week on President Poopy Pants Bouncy and his family, including
crackhead
son Hunter.
I don't see crackhead. Where is it?
No, he's just stating the facts. He's just stating facts here.
Okay.
Their time in to hit this is... For the State of the Union. What do you think of the State of the Union? Are you going to watch the State of the Union on February 7th? Who's watching it? Put their hand up.
Yeah, but you know what? Joe already forgot when it is.
Of course.
Yeah, where it is.
Oh, did you hear about when he was in church and he didn't know where he was?
Oh, my God, yes.
I'm not kidding when I say dementia.
You know what? This is so embarrassing for our country.
Seriously.
First Trump, now this. I mean, they're both terrible.
At least the country was run better. We didn't have... What's the prices on gas right now?
Almost $4.
Well, how much was it when Trump was there? Maybe
two
cut in half?
25.
Okay. So next story, I've seen
Kamala. Even lap dances went up.
Kamala the
what the fuck? Oh, I'm sorry. Blasphemy.
I just spoke about that.
He's going to have to bleep that out now.
Bleep.
So let's see, we gotta find a name for Kamala.
Kamala Harry.
Anonymously hit by Democrats.
Democrats.
Questioning her basic political skills. Elizabeth
Indian Warren.
Indian recently cast
Harry
doubts over whether Harris should be. I agree with her on this.
Poopy
Pants. She's doubting whether the Kamala fake black woman.
President sliding up the stairs.
Yep. How could you fall? Was he falling upstairs
he
or downstairs?
Up the stairs.
How could you fall up the stairs? I mean,
well,
you fell upstairs.
Yeah.
Have you ever had diarrhea right up an escalator?
No.
You know, your toes catch the lip of the next step, and there are your face plant up the stairs.
Falling on steps any way possible.
And what about the Brazilian president? He is not. I agree with him here. He will not be sending any ammunition. To Germany, yeah.
How the hell you say that name, Olaf?
Olaf Scholz.
I can't pronounce
Olaf
his name.
Schultz.
Olaf
cannot
Schultz.
Pronounce it.
Olaf of bread.
A loaf of bread. I think the and that's it.
Bicycle in Italian.
Bicicletta.
Okay, we're not doing that. So those are my topics. Who? Joy.
Joyce has some stuff she
wants
to talk about.
You got some stuff you want to get up. Do you mind taking the mouse? Don't. It's not alive.
What?
You could throw it back a little
right.
bit.
Well, Joy said she did come in with some topics. What are your topics?
I don't know what I was going to talk about now. I thought we...
Cover some stuff.
Do our guests have topics?
Yeah, let's talk about you guys.
I'm sorry, no.
No topic?
You can ask me questions, I'll answer.
You just chime
well,
in. Basically, you chime in. No topic
right.
for you? No?
So I was going to talk
specifically.
Okay.
No.
About mental health and how sometimes people forget about men's mental health. And how Chris Rock one time said that the only people that are ever appreciated in life are women, children, and dogs.
Wait a minute.
And that
whoa.
A lot of times people forget to ask a dude how he's doing and what's going on. That's not true.
We ask each other every day.
No, there's a lot of dudes that don't get asked.
I think he's talking in general. In general is just what he's talking.
And male suicide rate is much higher because a lot of people forget that the guy's got to be the provider of the family to go out and do all this stuff, but never ask him, hey, how are you doing? Is everything okay with you and stuff like that? Sometimes nobody ever reaches out. I've had two male friends commit suicide.
You know why male rate is higher? And I had a female friend
commit suicide.
Because they have the balls to do it. No, seriously.
No, there is a lot of mental issues with guys, though. Because sometimes women don't like...
Do you know how fucking scary it is to be like, okay, I'm going to kill myself today, and I'm going to make sure I succeed.
Yeah, but how many
times... I'm not going to be, like,
sometimes women
drooling out of my mouth or, like... incapacitated but still alive, or like no, it takes balls to fucking kill yourself.
But also, to women,
and men have more balls than women.
You know what I think it is? Two women are more expressive, and men, we tend to keep things
inside.
That's
right. Women are more emotional.
So that's what it is.
Right.
I think that's true too.
And the thing is too is sometimes.
But I don't think that men are.
No, but Ryan's right. Traditionally, men are supposed to be stronger.
Right.
You know,
what I'm trying to say is basically like. Sometimes when men show, or if a man cries or shows emotion or something, sometimes women.
Oh no,
women,
I don't believe that.
Women look
I don't
at
believe that. That shit.
Women look at men like they're some.
No,
women look, so, yes,
no,
they do.
I don't.
I've had
actually. I think it takes a man to cry.
It's true.
I don't believe that at all.
That actually makes me angry.
I've actually had a girlfriend who.
But he's
no. I agree with you. I'm not saying that other people don't.
I'm saying in general.
I think it takes a bigger man to cry. Like my father never showed emotion. Never. It's like he didn't give a fuck.
Well, but because back then, I mean, that's just how it is. Men are supposed to
not show emotion.
That's fine. That's what the
people say. I swear a lot. That's fine.
Everyone have different personalities.
Because men are supposed to be looked at
like... We're supposed to be strong. We're not supposed to show weakness. That's what it is.
Right, I don't like that, though.
Crying does not
mean weakness. Let me tell you something. When you see me
cry,
that is when I am the most strong.
Right, we're not talking about just you. I'm talking about women in general.
I have to say that.
I don't cry unless I am like ready to beat something down.
Right, but I'm talking about in general, like in not this one person. I'm saying,
but I can understand your point.
Sometimes men are supposed to be looked at like the king of the jungle, the lion, the strong, and then they say, "Oh, this guy's being emotional. He's being a pussy. He's being a wimp." And sometimes women will push you away.
And I've had that experience.
That's a bad woman, then. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of women that do that, though.
There's a lot of understanding women out there.
Men will push you away.
I was about to say, because they'll take that for a week for weakness.
They do take it for weakness.
They'll be like, oh, my boy's a pussy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it happens more than you would expect. It's just like, if a man was violated, he's not going to go to the police because... He's ashamed that he's not going
to
want...
But the bottom line, before a man gets emotional, a man has to think about that.
Right.
You know, it's not just... This doesn't come naturally. If it does, you have to second guess yourself.
Right.
Exactly.
You're probably one of those Transformers or something.
Transformers.
We don't say transgenders on the show. We say Transformers.
Gotcha.
Decepticons. Because they deceive, so they're Decepticons.
Yep.
Yo, you don't want to get me started on these... Oh, all right, let's get off these Transformers.
Chicks
because
with wings.
I'm gonna explode. It's just like I used to work with this gay guy, and we were having a meeting, and I said exactly what I felt. I said they're a damn abomination. He kicked me so hard I can still feel my shin hurting right now. So
let's not get into
you know how that abomination all starts with Obama. Because Michelle Obama is Michael Obama.
I told you already. She have a longer slong than I do.
Michael Obama, she has a penis.
I saw her on Ellen DeGeneres.
Dude, she was on Ellen DeGeneres with blouse pants on. You can see the wang going like this.
It was like.
And then one time she was on TV, she had a dress on. You could see this big bold print.
It was just flapping in the wind. Huh?
It's like, dude.
Oh boy.
It's
like, my mom. She don't believe me. She said it was a Photoshop. I said, Mom, I think Photoshop is for photos, not video.
So we actually saw that video with Joan Rivers, and they asked Joan Rivers. They go, do you ever think there'd be, what did they say, a transgender in office or something like mm-hmm. that? And then she goes, everybody knows Michelle Obama. Everybody in Hollywood knows that. She's a tranny.
And she said that before she...
Well, there is a picture of her, and she's like has like a boy haircut.
Right,
and
how much longer than she did?
She's standing
did she
next
get
to
killed
Obama.
After that?
She died right after that.
Right after that.
Yep.
They're just as bad as the Clintons. You talk about the Clintons, curtains, good night, you're done. Disappear.
How do you get commit suicide when somebody shoots you in the back of the head? The Clintons always said, oh, this person was shot in the back of the head, but they committed suicide. So how do you fucking take a gun like this and blow your own brains out? Does that work?
I guess they're Kurt Cobain.
Interesting.
Death by Clintons.
Hillary
speaking,
Hillary.
Speaking of the witch, where the heck is that?
Where did Hillary go?
And she's hiding.
And where's the
She is hiding
the,
deep.
The last time I saw Bill, he looked like a walking corpse. Worse than Biden.
Oh, if you live with Hillary, you probably look like that too.
Well, I mean, she's a lesbo anyway.
She's a chicken licker?
Okay, Chip, calm down. Chip gets excited. When I get my laugh going, he gets excited.
So.
Chip hates Hillary,
he
told me.
You hate Hillary? Do you hate chicken lickers?
Oh, Chip,
she's a chicken licker.
She was on that, wasn't she on that,
we got a Marlulu?
Don't make me wag, she's gonna wag right into the camera.
The Epstein list.
She was on that Epstein list.
Whatever happened to that lady?
Whatever happened to that?
Whatever happened to Ghislaine, how she said she was gonna expose all the politicians?
Good boy. We still haven't found that list.
Did she go away as well?
She went MIA. She disappeared.
We don't talk about her.
Her court thing was supposed to be on TV. It wasn't even on there.
Did she go join Elvis in disguise? Yeah, Tim, I agree.
Yeah, you do. Shoot, you heard more about
Chip.
You heard more about R. Kelly than you heard about Ghislaine.
You're behaving like our second mascot now.
Stop being like karma.
I'm
going
to put you in the cold. You want to go outside in the cold? No, I wouldn't do that.
It's too cold.
Chip, come on, Chip. Come, lie down.
Tonight's the worst.
Lie down, buddy.
Coldest
lie
night
down.
Of the year.
Yeah, that Ghislaine lady disappeared. Epstein said he was killed, but you never seen a body. I mean, these people are probably still alive. Speaking the elites probably pushed them away.
Speaking of bodies,
they hit him somewhere.
Tupac, and I know we saw Biggie when I saw his body, so I know he's dead, but I never saw Tupac's body.
And then they suspiciously said he was cremated.
I don't believe it.
7 days later. And then
I know it sounds like conspiracy.
He was probably
talk.
Killed by the Illuminati because he was against it.
But he's also
because he was always saying kill Illuminati.
Yeah, but remember how his album said the 7 day theory, and then all of a sudden he mysteriously died after 7 days.
You notice how they're saying people are cloned. Anytime you speak about the Illuminati or you go against them or anything, something happens to them.
Well, how many celebrities are demonic followers?
Well, so followers. Scientology is no better.
Oh, yeah, that's evil.
Oh, yeah.
You get definitely tortured, you get starved and everything.
Yeah.
Definitely a cult.
Yep. Hasn't the founder of Scientology's wife not been seen for 10 years or something?
Really?
I didn't hear that.
I did hear something
What was that singer I told you about? Remember she said that everybody's a bunch of rapists in the music industry?
Yeah, I remember you were telling me.
A lot of people are coming out.
Morissette.
Yes.
Yeah, she said that.
Yeah. What's her name?
She was
Alanis Morissette.
She said that when she was 15.
I'm not surprised.
Has been torturized. It's been...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about, oh, God, Kesha.
Harvey Weinstein type thing.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to Kesha?
Her music producer, totally, mind fucked her and everything. And
big time.
Yeah.
Big time. And she still was able to be strong and make a comeback and come back on her own.
Exactly.
So what do you think
about...
But
she's not
the
same.
That's just a small...
Microcosm.
No, well, hopefully
she's
stronger and better for it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a small glimpse of what that industry is like.
Exactly.
I could imagine. I
would never. If I had a kid today, I would be like, nope, you're not becoming a star. You're not becoming going into.
Well, that's why a lot of them end up.
But everybody wants
on drugs
seconds,
or
right?
Yeah.
You know, TikTok and all that.
Exactly.
Yes. Right.
So, what do you think about Hollywood trying to feminize men? Because even Cat Williams came out about it. And he said. I'm not part of that. You notice how every famous male they try to make him be in a movie with a dress on.
But we saw. I think he was talking about black guys. He was talking about. I saw.
Well,
that
he was talking about famous black people, but in general, they've been trying to do that to every celebrity, male celebrity, put them in a dress, feminize them, make them act fruity and all that.
It's they humiliate them.
In the first place.
Hmm?
And then there's rape and all that stuff going on in Hollywood, and it's going
on. That's been forever. That's been forever.
That's always been like that.
Always
been. Even before I got into music, before I got here,
yeah.
People were telling me, be careful when you go to New York, because they're going to try to slam Van Thank You, Ma'am, to get me in there.
Yeah, that's what they
do. And they weren't kidding. And so I mean, it took me the long route to do it on my own. Well, I tried a producer. that my sperm donor, he was friends with his father or whatever, and he ripped me off for so much money, and I started to do it on my own when I just didn't care anymore, and that's when I blew up. A homemade video blew up, and I spent all these thousands trying to go through the professional way.
Oh, my goodness.
Why do you think all the child actors and child musicians are all, like, on drugs and, like,
They're basically selling their soul for money.
Yeah.
Because they've been raped. They're traumatized.
I will never do that. I will never, ever do that.
Did you see about Doja Cat? I don't know if you guys know.
I know who she
is. She's like, no. She came out like normal. She was like really pretty and everything. And then all of a sudden she had this like Illuminati party. And ever since then, she's been acting really freaking weird. Like, she shaved her eyebrows, and she's like, has this one picture, she's got this black eye, and she's doing now the whole like the one eye thing. And just being really weird. And especially, she's on TikTok too, and she's creating all these like weird videos now. She's like not the same person.
Is the reason why I'm doing a online ministry to gears towards millennials and Gen Z. So I've already got one episode coming out on Sunday, but I'm going to try to go, because remember Pastor Joe or the church in general, they were talking about outreaching. Mm-hmm. And so this is kind of my way of outreaching in this way, you know, with the gift that God gave me, with my talents, I'm going to reach out the best way for me. And so that's the way how I'm doing it.
Nice.
Well, I remember when Beyonce came out and she was like a quiet church girl. And she was always like talking.
Yeah, she's another one that sold her soul.
Well, yeah, once she got in with Jay-Z, I cannot. Tell me about it.
Go back to her old interviews when she first came out, and she was like quiet and like all this and that.
Yes.
Then when she got huge, she's
so
like
much more talented than him.
Seriously,
and just but you're right. Now she's just as bad as
she's
that.
She's actually making a mockery of God,
yeah,
too.
Remember what she said, too, though?
Exactly!
She said, the horns and the, I
loved her!
I can't listen to her music.
I can't do it.
And now she's like, remember how she created a persona for herself? She was on stage, she made up a whole name. She goes,
She was making the four horsemen, too.
I'm shy, and then she goes, my person on stage is like a different name. Remember her, the name she created for herself?
Sasha
Fierce.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She goes, that's not me on stage, that's Sasha Fierce.
I think it's like an ego thing, but no, seriously, an alter ego she was trying to create, but I really do believe she's gotten darker.
Of course she did.
And she's mocking God.
Yes, she
did. She's literally mocking God in front of everybody.
It's just like I told you about, not this right, well, I almost said, anyway, the one from Florida, as he's in the States, he's a Satanist, and I'm not going to be associated with a Satanist. I don't care. We were the closest of best friends. I don't care if it's my mother. If she becomes a Satanist, she's cut off. Because like I said, this walk is with God. It was with me alone. Not with me and my friends and my mother. My walk is alone. And so I'm not going to associate with a Satanist. So
is a Satanist someone that doesn't believe in God? Absolutely.
They do believe in God, but they're siding with the devil. They're Satanist.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is it somebody that doesn't believe in God, or is it somebody that...
Well, no, I'm talking about a Satanist who... Because if you believe... You believe in God.
Well, there's an atheist.
Well, you may believe in God, but you're fighting against God.
Right, that's what,
So you're a total, like, you're evil. You're absolutely pure evil.
I mean, atheist is different. Atheists don't believe in...
That's right.
I don't believe in God, but I'm not evil.
Right. So
you're
more of an atheist than
right. He's totally not evil. Oh my God, he's so not evil.
An atheist. I would consider him not evil.
I'm spiritual.
You know what? He's spiritual. He's more universe, like stars, astrology. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of where I'm at right now. I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness, as I said.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that
no
I don't
religion,
believe
no
in
nothing.
God.
Like, I just believe
can I just?
Believe.
Can I'm glad I, you're here. Then I'm really glad that, because I would consider you an atheist.
Right.
Right. What do you believe in the after? Do you believe in the afterlife? Do you feel as though like you will see your mother or your father on the other side? Do you believe like, or are you just
no? I like.
Or there's just
my
nothing.
My spirit will go somewhere, I guess. Like I'll go in the atmosphere somewhere, and all my spirit will roam around and find my way somewhere, I guess. I don't know exactly where, but I do believe in afterlife. So, like, I believe what I believe in. Like, it's maybe unique to me,
right?
So I guess.
And that's perfectly
how I feel.
Do you believe in, like, a reincarnation?
Not so much a reincarnation, but, like, my spirit goes somewhere. It may go into the earth. If I get buried, it may just be dirt. If I get cremated, maybe just be ash, but my spirit lives somewhere.
Right, because it's kind of like energy. Energy always lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's always some form of energy. I may be some form of energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, because I've worked with an atheist before, and he believed once he's dead, he's just dead. He goes in the dirt and die, and that's it. He don't believe in anything at all.
Well, otherwise. I think at some point we're just dead and nothing.
Well, I mean, for all eternity, he don't believe like an entity. He just believe once you die, and that's it. That's what he believed.
No, because deep down, like, I have a feeling like I've lived before, like I've had a prior life
somewhere. I agree.
Like, I just have that feeling for some reason.
Yeah, it's true.
I've met people I'm like,
you.
And then as soon as you meet them, you're like, oh my god, yes.
Or
we've had something.
Right, or even people that I've met, and instantly we both want to kill each other. It's like we were enemies in the past. Ways.
Oh, really? I've had that.
I think it goes both ways.
I've instantly we was. It was like fire meeting fire. Like we wanted to like spar up right now. Come on, let's go.
If I said hello to some people, I'm like, this guy is not like, this is not gonna, I'm not gonna hit it off with this person.
Right, right.
I mean, would you ever do a past life regression?
No.
No, would you ever do it?
I would totally.
Wait, what do you mean?
What is that?
I'm so open to all.
So there's a lady in Connecticut that says she does past life regression. So what she'll do is.
A lot of hypnotists do past life regression.
Yeah, that's what she does. They hypnotize you and they try to.
Hypnotists.
So they'll
past life regression.
They'll hypnotize you and try to like regress you back to your past life.
And then you'll come out with what you were.
That's what she does. Yes.
I don't think I want to do that.
Why would you want to do that?
Why wouldn't you want to know who you were?
Well,
because this is what I kind of believe in. I mean, I'm still kind of, you know, adjusting.
No, thanks.
But I believe that you have lived before. And sometimes you're not always just human. You could come back in animal form. You could come back like he said. You could just be dirt. You could just be ashes. But I believe your energy is somewhere. But okay, I do believe though that at some point you are brought back, and every time you're brought back, it's to better yourself.
So you think that you're
until you live your best life.
So you think you're brought back because you didn't accomplish what you were supposed to in that life.
Or you didn't learn the lesson you were supposed to learn.
So they send you back.
That's right. Until you learn that lesson, no matter how long
you
it takes.
When you say they send you back, who do you mean? Who's sending you back? What do you mean
by that? Okay, so that's everybody's personal.
I'm asking Ryan. Ryan said it, so I want to know.
No.
I said
you're sent back.
No, Ryan said that. That's why I'm asking him specifically.
Yeah, okay. Who are you talking about?
Well, who created this world,
multiple lives.
This fascinated world that just came here?
That's what I'm still confused on. I'm still trying to figure it out. Okay, I'm torn. I'm literally in the middle. Since I was a kid, I could literally feel presences. Presence. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
A presence.
A presence. Thank you. It didn't sound right. And I could.
A spiritual presence.
I could feel like another realm. Mm. Okay?
Yes.
So when I started voicing it to my mom, she literally thought that I was like.
Going crazy.
Demonized. Mm-hmm. And she made me go through a freaking. What do you call it? Like a.
Exorcism?
No, not an exorcism.
A deliverance?
An intervention with the Jehovah Witnesses.
Oh, wow. How did that... Oh, can you take us down that road? What happened?
Before she gets there, I want a battery check to make sure if we don't have
and
to
if
switch
she,
it.
If you don't want to talk... If she doesn't want to talk about anything, don't.
Look in the back of the camera and tell me if the battery's really low or not.
One red bar.
Okay, let's take a break. Let me switch the battery out and then we'll continue.
All right, we're going to take a break. I'm glad you guys are here.
So
this is very interesting.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I don't like
to. I can't.
Is that camera catching everybody in here?
Oh. Yeah, it is.
Alright, so
wait till I sit down.
Okay, sit down. Vicky was going to tell a story.
Okay, so unfortunately, it's not going to be as interesting as you guys think. But I was a little kid, and you know, I started having visions. And dreams, mm-hmm. And my dreams would come true, so they were premonitions, technically.
Oh, my Lord, that's happened to me as well, not recently, but that's mm-hmm. happened to me before. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it still happens to me.
Oh, it does.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So, I, being a little kid, you know, thought I could talk to my mom. Like, oh, you know, tell her my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So when she started realizing that what I was telling her beforehand was actually happening, she thought I was possessed.
Because you were seeing the future.
Because I was seeing the future.
Yes. Right, and some people think that psychics are demonic.
Chip, stop and get down.
Like there's something wrong with you.
Chip, down.
Yeah, so she literally thought that I was, like, demonic and, like, I was the black sheep and, like, there was something wrong with me. So she thought she wanted to cleanse me. Mm-hmm. So she decided to tell her Jehovah's Witness friends. They call them brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So they literally had an intervention.
So that's what they call it? Would that be equivalent to Christians us having deliverance, or is it different? Or is it just
deliverance is exorcism when you have it removed from your body.
To be continued. Walk with me.
Brother Blyden here. I have a new show coming out. It's my online ministry. You can find my online ministry on YouTube. Just type in Brother Blyden and you can find it. You know, after today's show, I had a men's ministry breakfast in the morning, and I had some conversations about the things we discussed on the show, as far as I was called close-minded by in some cases. And so Pastor Kenny, after we had breakfast and we had fellowship, he spoke to me, and God gave him a message to give me, and he told me that it was okay to be a soldier in God's army. And what do soldiers do? They follow orders, and they're obedient, and they accomplish the mission. And so that's what I got out of the sermon today. And it also strengthened my fact that I'm not going to look at this as myself being closed-minded, which I don't feel like I'm being closed-minded. I am a soldier in God's army, and that's how I look at it. If you like this and other content like this, go ahead and check out my online ministry, Sunday at Noons, on YouTube. Just search for Brother Blyden. I'll see you there. Have a good one. Bye-bye.